For the first time, new federal guidelines issued this week includes recommendations for breastfeeding. The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Department of Health and Human Services recommend infants be fed breast milk exclusively for the first 6 months of life and should continue through at least the first year of life and longer if desired. But what's left unsaid are the barriers women face to breastfeeding. Carrie Pawlowski is a lactation consultant at Mott's Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And Carrie, according to the CDC, fewer than half of infants in the U.S. are exclusively breastfed through the first 3 months of life, and only a quarter are exclusively breastfed through 6 months, even though that's the recommendation. Remind us of the barriers some women face.
So the barriers that women face are a lack of support for them. A lot of women now with a pandemic going on and even before that did not have support from families and just from people in the community. It's very hard to breastfeed sometimes, and a lot of women don't get the support they need or the education mm-hmm. that they need.
Right. There are some employers who are not supportive of breastfeeding. Some people don't have time to pump during their workday. And this recommendation comes in a pandemic. Many women are under a lot of pressure juggling work and childcare. Frontline workers who are mothers are at higher risk of contracting the coronavirus. How has the pandemic affected breastfeeding?
Well, since these women are isolated now from other women and from their families, they just don't get the support and the care that they need. And breastfeeding can be very hard in the beginning, especially if they don't know what they're doing. They're first-time moms. Their partner has to go back to work. They are isolated by themselves. And that can be very, very stressful for the moms.
What do you tell moms as a lactation consultant, especially those who may be dealing with what you just told us?
Well, I try to tell them to, you know, there are Facebook groups out there. They can talk to other moms, you know, Skype with their family, FaceTime with their family. Also, we try to just give them support and tell them they're doing the best they can do, because sometimes it's very hard. And I think a lot of us in the medical profession don't realize that if just being a mom home, a new mom, and not knowing really what to do.
This is also a racial equity issue. Despite the known health benefits, the CDC estimates that Black infants are less likely to be breastfed than white infants. I would guess a lot of that has to do with economics, but why is that?
I do believe some of it is with economics, but also it is the lack of support that these moms get. And it might be family members that didn't breastfeed, so they don't really realize how important it is. Or it can be just people will assume if they're uneducated or poor that they may not want to breastfeed and they don't get the support.
We know that there are laws now that require workplaces to provide a place that's not a bathroom for mothers to pump. Lactation consultants like yourself are covered by insurance. But what kinds of other supports do women need? You mentioned some of the things you point women to, Facebook groups, other types of women's groups. But what possibly on a federal level needs to happen to really allow for this recommendation to be taken?
So on a federal level, we do have a law that allows women to pump during breaks at work. But I think education is a big thing, Tanya, because it should start in schools when women are young. We need to have groups out there for moms to be able to go to or talk to other people. There are, like with WIC, there are peer counselors and stuff. And there is also a Black Mothers Breastfeeding Association, but more groups like that for moms who are more at risk.
I'm thinking about the disparity, though, because I'm thinking about, although there is a federal law that requires workplaces to provide places for women to breastfeed, how is that enforced? Say if you work in a meatpacking plant or you work in a field, these are types of workplaces that are different than, say, if you work in an office.
That is correct. And, you know, we have to stick together as women, I think, too, and, you know, go into our government and say we need this more for women. Because right now, there isn't the support out there. Like in certain companies, you know, they have paid maternity leave, and other companies, they don't.
And, you know, one thing we didn't talk about in this conversation is why breastfeeding is important.
So it is considered the ideal nutrition for your babies. Plus, it has lots of antibodies, so it's protective against viruses. So I think those are things that they're realizing out there that it's very important to give your baby breast milk if you can.
How much do you think this recommendation will help in this push to change perceptions around breastfeeding? There is a stigma in many places for women to breastfeed in public, for instance.
And that hopefully will change as more and more states, you know, pass laws that allow women to breastfeed in public and make it more normal for everybody.
That's Gary Pawlowski, a lactation consultant at Mott's Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you, Tanya, very much.